Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com. Going to get to the Steelers, Jeff, but do you think that there still is a chance LeBron's son signs with Duquesne?
I mean, because they have that relationship, and it's not like it's an overnight relationship between those two. I think there's always a chance, but I think this, you know, pro route, maybe signing a 10-day contract so those guys can play together seems to make a lot of sense. Who's going to be, by the way, speaking of draft, who's going to be the Cam Crawford of the draft that if the Steelers announce their name, they're going to be like, oh.
Well, if they make that trade with Denver to 12 and take the kid from Toledo, I'll break my television. And it'll be one of those things,
right?
Where it's like the performative thing where I'm not spontaneously doing it. I'm telling my wife to hit record on it, and then I'm walking up to the TV, and I'm breaking it for everybody.
You know, guys, I did a story on our website at 93.7thefan.com. Took 15 of the best mock drafts and just saw what people were picking around. You know how many people had Guyton, like, or had that corner at the bottom of the first round?
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell was one, had him to the Steelers at 20, and a couple had him – I think it was 24 to 26 range.
Huh. I'm just surprised to hear that, because more of the people, I guess, that I've read or seen or heard from think he's very possibly the best in the draft this year at that position.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeff, Pony destroying his TV, if they were to pick him, would guarantee that the guy would be Revis 2.0. Guarantee.
Jeff, they cleared $7 million in cap space today with the Alex Highsmith restructure. While these rumors are swirling about Brandon Ayuk and Cortland Sutton, so what do you make of it all?
I think they're clearing cap, and they're doing it at a very beneficial time to still put the Flames. Not that they wouldn't make a move, because I think it makes a lot of sense. I just think, you know, like Tomlin told us, he loves this stuff. He loves throwing stuff out there. He loves getting people going. I just think the timing of this, we knew they were going to restructure some of those contracts anyway, because they wanted to clear up some more room. I don't necessarily think that means anything is imminent. Will they use that money? I think they will. I think they do have some more free agent money they're going to spend.
Specifically on any player you want to name?
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in the draft, or if they do find. I mean, listen, guys, they like Ayuk. I think he's a really good receiver. I mean, look at what he's done. Look at the percentage of drops. Look at some of the explosive plays. Look what he's done in that offense. Whether it's that or something else, they have to address that need in receivers, especially if they don't in the first couple of rounds in the NFL draft. You could say you're going to get a fourth rounder or a sixth rounder, or, you know, and make them an NFL player, but that doesn't mean they're going to be an impact.
So you're not closing the door on the Ayuk thing?
I'm not closing the door on that. No, I am not.
Is that door more open than them doing the generic brand version of Ayuk and trading for Cortland Sutton in Denver and giving up maybe only a third round pick to get him?
I mean, the draft compensation give up is a lot friendlier for the Steelers with the Sutton, but obviously you're talking about what, $5 million more you'd have to pay a guy that's not as good. I can't say I'm a fan of that, but again, I think that is a position. While Mike isn't thirsty, I do think there is there's a bottle of water outside that receiver room that, you know, because there is some thirst needs in there. Oh, that was a bad pun, but you get what I'm saying.
Jeff, are they thirsty enough at center that they're going to be drinking from a Duke Blue Devils branded water bottle at pick 20?
I think he's definitely in the mix. The guy's athletic. He's talented. I mean, people were worried about his size, everything you read about him. I know there's immediate fear of, you know, a Kendrick Green comparison. I think this is a different dude than Kendrick Green. Size-wise, what he did during his college career and his ability, if, you know, he even has position flexibility if you find that he just can't handle center. I mean, he could play another position. I think he is definitely in that mix.
Among the offensive tackles who are first-round caliber, who are the ones that you think they have Barton ranked ahead of?
Of the tackles that they haven't ranked ahead of?
Yes.
Oh. As a tackle, probably none of them.
No, I mean like
just as a center.
Making the draft rankings like Tomlin said. They rank 20
Do you think
guys.
They have him ahead of Fuaga?
How many of the tackles do you think he's ranked ahead of on their big board?
Probably ahead of Latham.
Okay.
Fuaga's close. But when you're talking about Mims and Fatanu, I know there's some questions there. I think those guys are higher on the draft board for the Steelers than Barton. And it's that question. I mean, we've debated it for weeks, if not months. You know, how high do you pick a center? And 20 is like right at that odd place where it's like, okay, maybe. But at 24, I'd feel, you know, you'd feel more comfortable.
Jeff, what do you think is the earliest in the draft they will address wide receiver if they choose to do it that way?
I mean, if Xavier Worthy is in the second round, I think receiver is an option at two. I do. I think that's a possibility. It really is going to depend on who's falling there. I mean, corner could be there. Depending on how this falls and if they make a move, I mean, there are other positions of need that they could grab. At that spot, but I think two is in play for a receiver. Absolutely.
Jeff, Adam Schefter reported today that the Steelers were not going to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. We all knew that was going to come. That was going to happen. It's $25 million. Do you think the Steelers sign Fields to an extension this offseason?
I do. I think when you make a move like that, there's at least, if not obviously not in paper, but there's an agreement that we're going to make this deal, and then we're going to – here's a ballpark of where we're looking to sign you. I wouldn't think you'd make that move. I mean, Omar Khan is always thinking steps ahead, and that's what's made him good at the money side of this. There would have been conversations about what he wants, what the terms would be, and I don't see this. That's why I don't think a lot of us here in town, you know, paid much attention to it, because we all knew that they weren't going to pick up that option.
Jeff, of the guys who I guess non-alt or I wouldn't even say just outside of alt among tackles, if the Steelers had their pick of the rest of the tackle class at 20 and were set on taking a tackle, who do you think they would pick?
Ooh. I think Fuaga is in play. I think Fuatanu. I mean,
if it was Fuatanu, Fuaga, and Mims, who do you think would be their pick? If they had. Unlikely to happen, but if they had their choice of all three of those players at 20 and they were going to take one of the three, who do you think it would be?
Mosey, you were right last year. I'm going to go with Mims.
Jeff, you might just be catering to my ego there with that answer or telling me what I want to hear this year, but I don't really care. I like it.
Jeff, can I just completely off the board? We were just debating this. I'm going to run one thing by you.
Mm. Yeah.
I just said that Johnny Unitas was the greatest draft pick in Steelers history. Your thoughts?
Seriously?
He was a 9th round pick.
Thanks, Jeff. That's all.
Oh, you
needed.
Mean value?
No, I'm just saying, like,
The greatest draft pick in team history is a player that did not play for the team.
As far as the pick itself, they never drafted a better player than – I mean, that's just value, yes. That's like the greatest value ever.
Value, you could have the argument. I mean, Chill Green.
I have him second.
Yeah. Chill Green to me is the greatest Steeler ever.
Well, yes, I'm not ranking Steelers. I'm just saying, like, that's an amazing pick that you found one of the five best quarterbacks in the ninth round.
Or that they had Lynn Dawson in camp.
Well, Malsey could have put him in his top 10, but decided not to.
No, I
that
said
was an oversight.
By the way, Jeff, before we let you go, Cy Young in the NL this year, is it Falter or Jones? Who's the inside track?
I saw them putting up a sign, the house that Falter built at PNC Park. So I'm going to go. Listen, give him a lot of credit. Those first two innings, he stunk. He got booed at PNC Park on opening day as he was introduced.
Wow.
And he has just bounced back from that. And
no one crosses the fault line, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk next
thanks,
week.
Thanks, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.